Come with solutions. Bring predetermined solutions to the very problems you're presenting. Busy leaders do not want to solve your issues. Busy leaders want to approve well-constructed plans. Do not come empty-handed. Do not come as a person with all of your needs and no plans to meet those needs. Here's the most important insider trick that I used to find success with leading up. I overwhelmed my bosses with excellence. Literally, I would come in with a proposal, not a need. I came into the meeting with solutions needing approval, not problems needing their brain power. I would open our time with a super brief summary and straightforward kind of like understanding of the problem that I was seeking to overcome. And after they had understood my need, I would present my best and most thoroughly thought out plan. I would overwhelm them with a mountain of research and data and stats, and I would like let them see the level of detail and brain power that I had placed into this proposal. Here's the secret. I know they are busy. They do not have time to wade through a ton of details and arrive at a workable solution. Honestly, that's why they hired me. So when they see me bringing in a well-orchestrated plan, they are quite willing to approve my plan and move on. Listen, leading up takes work. Long before you ever find yourself standing and presenting in front of your supervisor, busy leaders would rather approve well-thought-through plans than busy themselves working through the weeds and the details themselves. Busy leaders do not want to solve your problems. They want to approve your plans. Now, over the years, other staff members were literally amazed and even jealous that I could get things pushed through so fast. They were shocked that I could get clearance on a major initiative so quickly. Other staff members would say, "Hey man, how is it that you seem to get them to agree to your stuff so fast? My stuff, like my problems get stuck in the political quagmire and it never seems to get addressed." Precisely. If you come to the table presenting problems, your leader must spend their time thinking of all of the angles and the dynamics. If you're coming with a problem on your hands, you need to have a solution in your pocket. Like I said before, the hand of the diligent will rule, but the slack hand will be put to forced labor. If you want to write your own ticket, if you want to call your own shots and dictate your own future path, it starts with diligence. Now, before we close this section, I want to share one more thing. Now, in creating my proposal, I essentially laid out a path to solve my own problem. Now I just need a green light. But here's an added bonus. If I were given that green light, I knew exactly what to do to solve my problem. Why? Simple. Because I had already gone through all of the thought work. You see, creating my plan became the actual path once I gained approval. Double win. Bottom line, when leading up, come to the table with solutions to your own problems.